and that will leave a vacant space at the foot. Patty threw down her darning needle and clapped her hands with delight. Clifford gazed at her admiringly, thinking that he had the prettiest sister in the world. She was so bright, so eager, so rosy. "Oh, Clifford, how splendid!" she exclaimed, just as we'd begun to give up hope too. "Oh, you must get the position. You must hand in a good write-up. Think what it means to us." "Yes, I know." Clifford dropped his head on his hand and stared rather moodily at the lamp. "But my joy is chastened, Patty. Of course, I want to get the permanency, since it seems to be the only possible thing. But you know my heart isn't really in newspaper work. The plain truth is, I don't like it, although I do my best. You know, Father always said I was born a mechanic. If I only could get a position somewhere among machinery, that would be my choice. There's one vacant in the steel and iron works at Bancroft, but of course, I've no chance of getting it." "I know, it's too bad," said Patty.